A good week and a mazeldik week and a gemar chesime toive to everyone. Tonight, Moitzua Shabbos Kodesh Vuf Tishre is the Yuzat from a Rav HaKodesh, the Shpola Zayde, Zechisa Yugen Elayni. Rav Reb Arye Leib, Ben Rav Reb Burech, and his mother's name was Ruchel. I chose to talk about the Heilige Shpola Zayde Motze Shabbos Tshiva because this tzaddik was known to always be Melamed Tzchis and Klal Yisrael and be Mekarev Yidin Laviyim Bashamayim. He was born in Tuf Pai Hai, that's 1725, and he was Zoychel Arichas Yumim, he has Nestale Gevorim Vuf Tishre, Tuf Kif Ayim Bais, that's 1812. He was born in Uman and er liegt behalten in der Stutt Spolle. He was a Talmud from the Heilige Rebbe Rapinchas Lkoritze, and right after his Chassana, he became close to Rebbe Rapinchas Lkoritze at the age of 18. Afterwards, when he was 28 years old, Rebbe Rapinchas Lkoritze took him to the Baal Shem HaKodesh, and the Spolle Zayde was by the Baal Shem HaKodesh only once. That was the time that the Rav Pinchas Lkoritze took him. He always used to say, had I been by the Baal Shem HaKodesh one more time, my Avodas HaKodesh would have been much, much easier. The Baal Shem HaKodesh told him that he should go Prava Gulas for 7 years, and he did that. And afterwards, he went to a town called Zlatapala in Dortmund, Zegavon Shamas, but that only lasted 2 years, till the Oilam found out who he was, and from there he moved to Spolle in Dortmund, the Rosgeleib de Juden. The Heilige Spolle Zayde, there is various gerses why he's called Zayde. One gerse is that the Baal Shem HaKodesh was by the Bris, and he walked in, and when everybody gave a bruche, hat er zugegeben, as es al solches an zu werden, a Zayde, an alte Zayde, a Zayde von Klal Yisrael. And everybody laughed and smiled, but Lamasa later on, this name stuck to him. Another gerse is that was when he came to the town of Spolle. The town of Spolle, he went there because he did not want to be a Ruv. He did not want to be a Rebbe. He was actually for many years a Shoichit, but then he stopped because his year is Shemaim, et azoy moirigat, maybe he'll do something and he'll become Nichshel, et Machshel, as an andere mention. So he went to Spolle. But by then, as we said before, was already after they found out that he's an Ish Kodesh, he wasn't able to hide himself. This was after 7 years Gulas, as we said, and 2 years being Shamas and Zlatapala. And Shpala was not a very frima and Eilich Ishtut, and he was Makar of everyone, and at Yeden Einem, with his warmth and a smile, so they nicknamed him the Zayde, the same way Avraham Avinu was the Zayde from Klal Yisrael because he made Gairim. So that's another Gerse where the name Zayde stuck to. The Heilige Shpala Zayde had a Sach Yidin seine gekimmet zu him. The hindert hindert the Yidin. And Matibig lost a Sach Geld. But he never was nehane from it. All the money that he had, had to verteilt for tzedukah, and bechlal his most, the biggest tzedukah, the tzedukah that was most cheshev to him, was the mitzvah of pidyon shviim, as it's known, the famous story in the Welt der Dancing Bears, wie getanzt in Tfisa dort, pidyon shviim, gewen eine von de grosse Sachen. As we said before, he was always Meilatz Yoshef Hayidin, and he was a Mahapach Klulas Lebruchas. The Heilige Neshchiza once said that the Shpola Zayde stretched out his hand zum Heiligen Bashefe. It's ausgestreckt the hand, gesagt Bashefe. Ich schwerde, aus Yidin el Kaimelisch Tshivatin. Über so, wuss artig zu schicken Mashiach jetzt? There's another guess of this. Could be it happened more than once. The Heilige Rishonot verzeilt that he used to tell the Bashefer, Rabbi Nishloilin, because of a little netzuchen, because you want to win a little argument, it's like a tit for tat, Yidin zonzana gulas azoylank. What's your argument with Klal Yisrael? Zay zugen hashivayni Hashem eleichu v'neshivu. And these are Shiva alive or Shiva alaichem. So Iba de kleine machloike. Was warste ich schwerde auf mein heilige Burt, he said that Yidin won't do Shiva before the Geile. And the Heilige Rishina said, on this he was Moisev. The Heilige Rishina said, and I also say the same thing. Ich schwer mich, as Mashiach is not going to come. The Yidin are not going to do Shiva before Mashiach is going to come. They're only going to do Shiva when Mashiach comes. And the town of the Yidin is what we said this week by Davin and Amipnai Chatuaini Galini Merzaini. He said, Bashefer, Emipnai is before. Emipnai, before Chatuaini, we even sinned. Galini Merzaini ostens fashikt. Why? Because you sent us by the Brisbane Absurim, you told already. Am Avram Avini kegayu yezer achaberis loylehem. So was willst du? Das ist verschickt. We're not going to do tshiva until Mashiach kommt. The Heilige Neshchiza said, you never saw the Shpala Zayde davening a learning. All that you, mein davena b'nem gesehne, b'smedesh davena, but chitz from them, you never saw him, nish kantilem, nish gelernt. All that you heard from his mouth the whole day was zim, 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 zim. You saw his lips moving. And it made a funny sound. Abegwein an ish kudish adlamoy, the heilige sadeger, the bavrum Yankev, the abir Yankev at sadeger, used to go tashlich, vuv, tishre, because he used to say that the heilige shpala zayde was mamtik aladine, mahapach ala klulas labruches. Is there then a better day to go and say tashlich? And when noch so ein Wort von dem heiligen Spalle Seide, which we said in the Piyitim, beim Davonel, Mishpetechu amdi hayoim, ki hakoi labedechu. So he touched as followed, Bashefer, you are going to have a din with Klal Yisroel. Your Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is your my din. Gedenk ein Sach, ki hakoi, everything that we suffered in Gulas up to now was because Avadecha, because we're your Avudim. We suffered so much Tzuris already. Genik mit the Tzuris. We'll be Messiah with Amasa, Pele de Kamasa, and Heilige Shpala Zayde, the Wayidin that lived next to the town of Shpala. And they always used to, like Yidin in Europe, I'm gelitten from the Goyim, from the Peritzim, from the Grafs, from the noblemen. And the noblemen either would push them to keep the store open Shabbos or would make them sing by there when they had their parties and their balls. They would call the Chazan for Stut and the Balkoir in the roof and they had to sing and they would laugh. Once when the Chassidim came to Shpala, zum Heiligen Shpala Zayde, they complained, they said, Rebbe, it's Bui Mai Mad Nofesh. They're forcing us to keep our business open Shabbos because they collected a tax from every day that our business was open. So they want us to keep it open on Shabbos. They make us sing by their parties. They make choizik litzel etzunas for Yidin. So the Heilige Shpala Zayde thought for a second and said, no problem. He said, this Shvius, usually you come to me for Shvius. This Shvius, I'm going to go to you. I'm going to go to your little town. You're going to tell the noblemen there that you're inviting them to listen to you sing Hallel and Davan on Shvius and leave it up to me. And we are going to line the Seiris HaDibris. Oilam had no idea what the Shpala Zayde is talking about, but they knew he's an Ish Kudish. So they went home and they told the noblemen a few days before Shvius that they're inviting them, that they're going to have some sort of festivals. And the noblemen am gelacht. The noblemen went ahead, they sent out to all their friends letters. We're inviting you to a party, and there's going to be a surprise. Tzchungerik tanoi lemer of Shvius to this town, and there wasn't enough place in the local shiel, so the Shpala Zayde said, go to the near mountain. There was like a little mountain on the outskirts of the town. Put up a huge tent there, and that's where we're davening. And that's what they did. Shvius Sifri, the nobleman came, and Matungoim Davanen, and the Heilige Shpala Zayde, with his Hadras Punim, et Zoichi Gebein Lariches Yumim. So he was an Eltere Yid already, a Langevas Abud, with his talus, he looked like a Malach. And they started davening, and the nobleman set up hors d'oeuvres outside Vimad Gedaven, and they were laughing with the Yid and davening. And then came Shachris, the Heilige Shpala Zayde went over to the Umid. When it came to Krishma, he yelled out, Shema Yisrael. And the oilam started shivering and trisling, and even the noblemen, they were taken aback, and a certain fear befell upon them. But then came Shtila Shmoyne Esre, was pin drop quiet. The noblemen, they said nothing. Then came Yoitziris, then the oilam sang Hallel, then Agdumis, then came Kriyas HaToyre, and the oilam was like pin drop quiet after Agdumis. And the Heilige Shpalazai, the Dreitzachem, and he's looking. Finally, he sees a very handsome, tall-looking person with the Habris Konem. He says, you're going to line today. And the person came over and said, no problem. And the person started lining. It was a clear blue sky. As soon as he started, the skies turned pitch black. No rain, thundering and lightning. Abrega lined with a powerful voice. The oilam never heard such a voice. And then he started Aseiris Sadibris. When it came to Zucharis Yoyim Shabbos Lekachoy, when it came to Aseiris Sadibris, the oilam started shaking. All the noblemen started choking and their knees buckled and they started yelling. Nothing happened. Nobody looked at them. After Aseiris Sadibris, everyone calmed back down. The noblemen, everyone, but the oilam was the pachad was ein l'shar. The noblemen slowly, all of them, the goyim and the people that were there, the peritzim all slipped away, went home. Nuchen davening ben akiddush. Stelt akiddush, and the shpolah zayde said, Rabbosai, I had to bring Moshe Rabbeini. Oh, one akiddush, one of the yidden, asked the nobleman. The nobleman was standing there like putting his hand over his ears to listen to Kriyas HaToyre. So one of them wanted a touch. He says, no, I understand the touch. It means the Goyim understood the touch of Kriyas HaToyre. Shpola Zayde Gezuk, I had to bring Moshe Rabbeini because only Moshe Rabbeini is able to line and it should be heard in 70 different Lashonas the Toyre. I am Punim Le Toyre. And he said, I want you to know the one that's giving you the most Tzuris is a Gilgul Fin Yisroi. And nobody's bothering you anymore. Motzi Yontif, the nobleman, wanted to meet with the Heilige Shpola Zayde, this particular one, this Puritz. The Shpola Zayde sat with him for several hours. They left. The Shpola Zayde went back to Shpola. This nobleman went back home. And from then on, many years at Mekaimelish Gebade, the Yidin Med, Ibshizel Helfen, Shabir Meilitz Yosha for all of us in these Heilige Tagens, Amazoychazan, Sagamar Chsima Toiv, and Agid Geben Shtir, Agitvach.